Over the past decade or so, the Waterbury Reservoir has become one of the busiest state parks in Vermont. It was originally created in the 1930s as a flood control project, but for the nearly 40,000 visitors that went there last year, the 850-acre reservoir has become a go-to oasis on hot summer days. And managing all that traffic is no simple task, as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld discovered when he visited the reservoir's longtime park attendant.
The entry gates to the Waterbury Reservoir only opened about a half hour ago, but temperatures are already in the high 70s and the place is filling up fast. A group of young women splash and play and scream in waist-deep water about 20 feet out from a narrow sand beach. A busload of kids from a nearby summer camp are wading around a little closer to shore. It's an idyllic Vermont scene. The kind of picture they might use for the month of July if the Department of Tourism made one of those photo calendars you hang on the wall.
What's going on, buddy?
But nothing good is easy, as the saying goes, and there's one guy working especially hard to keep this place humming.
I'm here, Pete. Back home. Walter the Survivor is here.
That's Walter Carpenter, or Walter the Survivor as he's known around here. His name tag literally says Walter the Survivor.
Because I've survived down here for 10 years, or 11 years now.
Carpenter's got a floppy sun hat on and a fluorescent green long-sleeve sun shirt under his official State Parks t-shirt to protect him from the UV rays. He's a guy who's easy to recognize from afar thanks to a giant, bushy gray mustache. 11 years is a relatively long tenure for a parks attendant, and that time has given Carpenter the experience needed to hone his craft. Carpenter says one of his biggest revelations came a few years into the job, when he realized diagonal parking would allow him to position arriving vehicles tighter together, and also to make ingress and egress more efficient. He demonstrates this strategy with a car heading toward us now.
Sometimes they'll have a mind of their own and they'll park wherever they want to, and then I have to go move them.
Carpenter says the most critical skill set, though, is a keen understanding of humanity itself. Hundreds of people come in and out of this Dayu State Park on any given day. It is not always smooth sailing.
And I have to be a combination policeman, guide, brother, sister, mentor, psychologist, psychiatrist.
Carpenter's broken up fights, corralled overly rowdy kids, and managed countless disputes at the boat ramp. He's 62 years old, and this stint at the reservoir is the latest in a long line of tourism industry jobs. He got into the business in 1980 after a late night run-in with a ski resort worker at a dive bar in New Hampshire.
And he was as drunk as I was, probably drunker. And he was a big redneck. He's, you know, started yelling at me for being a college grad and said college grads don't know how to work. They all want things handed to them.
When Carpenter objected, the man said to prove him wrong by showing up to work at the mountain the next day.
I made it, despite the hangover that I had.
And he loved it. Loved making people feel welcome. Loved helping people when people needed help.
I seem to have a talent for it. Now, we got a bus coming in up there. And I seem to have a knack for it. We got a school group they pulled into the upper lot.
As you can tell, Carpenter's always working when he's here. On sunny days like this especially, there is no downtime. And the regulars, like Margaret and David Luce, seem to appreciate that about him.
Good morning.
Good morning, Walter.
Hey, what's
Are
happening,
gang? Are you a media star today being interviewed?
We're doing a radio program with VPR.
The Luces live a couple miles away from the reservoir and come here frequently to canoe or kayak. They love the loons, the clean water, the gorgeous scenery, and they love Carpenter.
Yeah.
I think his feet have grown roots here, you know.
Well, he's wonderful. And in the terrible heat that we had, he was all covered up, so he wouldn't get too much sun. And I thought, oh my gosh, what dedication.
For Carpenter, the tourism industry is a calling. He says the State Parks Department treats him and other workers here well. But he worries his vocation doesn't always get the respect it deserves.
I think the state needs to reevaluate its people on the front lines of the tourist industry. which is such a vital component of the state's economy and the state's soul.
Spend a day with Walter Carpenter on the reservoir, and people might just reevaluate their preconceptions about service industry jobs. Carpenter will no doubt be here if you come, and guaranteed he'll make time to talk. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.